See what happens when I do this.
Okay. Nothing.
Nothing. How about if I do this?
Still nothing. Oh.
And here we are, another waste of a podcast, show number 102. Yay!
Yay! I thought you said one or two. I was like, come on, Dave, can't you remember?
It's one or two. We're starting over. No.
One or two.
So, number 102, I am Dave, your host of this manic depression of a show.
Yeah.
Here, we've been doing 102 shows. We're going to do it for at least three more. Across from me in the computer box studio, we have the charming and ruggedly handsome Adam.
Oh, hello.
Adam, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm awesome.
He's awesome. Sweet.
I still have a bit of a cough, but I'm holding on to it.
Okay, good.
Sitting across from me, and normally in his intern chair, he has selected a new position in the celebrity couch. We have intern Nick. He's back to being an intern. Nick?
What's up?
How you been?
Pretty good, buddy. Not as good as that, but yeah. I'm pretty good.
Nick's growing his hair out.
That's right. That's pretty long.
That's hilarious.
Down to my nose.
Oh, mine used to be, mine was down to my chin at its longest.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the celebrity couch, we have the ever crafty, fine female companion, Sarah. Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Fantastic. And sitting next to Sarah temporarily, we have the ever adorable Miliana. Hi, Miliana. Oops, wow, that was a fast edit. Let's turn that down slowly.
Here, you can have this one. It's crazy that she knows if her mic is not on.
Oh, yeah. The one I gave her.
Oh, does she? And she, like, totally looks like,
oh, her
hey.
Mic isn't on. Yeah, you're right.
Well, yeah.
Hi, Millie.
I like flowers.
Ope, ope.
I don't know why my soundboard isn't working. It makes me mad. My old soundboard that I had made for when we did Mikey's Play is still there, but for some reason this show is not. So, I'm sad.
So, anyway, Nick said that...
So, we were talking before the show started. Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Hello.
Welcome to Show 102. We were talking before the show started during the post-taco pre-actual show about Nick's upcoming nuptials.
That's right.
Nick,
he's getting nuptialized.
He's getting nuptialized to a lady.
That's
to a real live lady, audience.
To a little, a
real live lady.
We've met her, so it's true. She exists.
Yep, she exists.
It's legit.
Nope.
Not too legit.
It is legit.
We
cat's still out of the bag if she's mail order though.
Yeah,
which is still possible.
Well, she's from Orlando, so she can't be mail order from that far away.
Nick may be the mail order.
Yeah, I think I might be.
She would mail order Nick?
I'm not saying it was a good idea. I'm just saying it happened.
There's no picture involved.
it was a picture of Brad Pitt.
That's
like,
right.
That's me.
That's me.
She's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm Johnny Depp. So Sarah, we were looking up cakes, and Nick said, how much were you saying that your fake cake was going to cost you think?
I thought it was $2,000.
$2,000 for a fake wedding cake, so it wouldn't be made.
But that
start.
Also then includes the sheet cakes, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
So Sarah,
so it's not just purchasing a fake cake.
No.
Sarah's okay. Been looking this up, and Sarah's got some information for
well,
you.
I offered to make Nick a fake cake for the low price of $1,000,
and we were going to use our old couch cushions that the cat peed on.
Oh, that's not
thanks,
a good
Dave.
Idea.
No problem.
Wow.
So whenever we're done with the wedding, you can have your cake seats back.
You can have the cushions back. Well, it's not like you're going to eat the cushions.
Cake cushions.
Unless you want to give it to someone that you don't like.
Well, this place, Anna Cakes in Orlando, Florida, has...
We're advertising for Anna Cakes.
Buttercreamed cakes start at $4 per serving. So, like, if you have 100, maybe 200 people, that's about $1,000 right there.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
$800. Fondant covered cakes start at $5 per serving. But it does say they have the dummy cakes, half of what a real cake, and decorated in the same way. You can choose this option as a way to save money or to make your cake look larger. So you could probably do like one bottom tier or a couple bottom tiers and then a real cake and then fake cake on top.
Fake cake on top,
fake cake.
Yeah.
So how much is the fake cake?
Half the cost.
So probably like $400 where if you were getting a big cake. You know,
which is hilarious to me that they're going to say half the cost. So instead of it being $4 a serving, it's then $2 a serving, even though they will not be serving said cake.
You will not be eating the styrofoam.
Well, right. Like, what would you do with a fake cake after you're done? Like, you should be able to rent a fake cake. I don't know.
Wow. Hey,
business idea. Write it down.
I know.
Renting fake cakes.
I guess you have to decorate it, though, the way that
you want it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it would be able to keep. I mean, if you were into
it
that,
certainly will keep.
If you wanted to keep it, but at the same time,
what would
I don't
you
know.
Do with that?
But have you ever had a fondant? Covered cake, like have you ever had a piece of
fondant?
Fondant. Got a fondant cake.
Fondant cake
on the farty far.
Have you ever had one? Though
it's terrible.
It's not that great.
Well, this
I mean, I wouldn't want one of those cakes anyway.
You got to chew through it.
This one says,
my aunt is a cake maker, and she makes
a fondant.
She does fondant, but she does it with marshmallow instead of the other thing that they use. And it actually tastes really good.
Yeah,
interesting.
So, I mean, it's cake. I'm requesting either brownies or a cookie cake or both.
Hell yes.
I suggest Sarah's Cake Pops.
Yeah, that too. I mean, I think that would
Sarah, could you make 600 cake pops?
And that's just for the groom.
Right, and then 200 for the rest of the people.
Hey, that wouldn't be too bad though.
What?
Like get like two cake pops per person. Like, I mean,
that would cost you a small fortune. I guarantee you that.
Cake pops?
Yes.
Oh.
I wonder, here, let me see if I
can. And then on top. Oh, wait. You're saying in lieu of the cake.
Yeah.
Okay. Then that might actually be a better idea.
It would be like a low fat.
Low
well,
fat.
It's not low
I mean, it
fat,
wouldn't be. It wouldn't be like.
Smaller servings.
Right. A smaller serving.
That's not a bad idea, my friend.
And then having like a little dessert bar or something.
You know what you should do? I've seen all these people do it at weddings. My brother did it. Was have a candy bar.
Yeah,
candy bar. Just one.
You just have
one Snickers
of candy, and you can go make bags of candy.
Right.
Old people love it because they feel like they're like stealing or something. I guess because like they get like 4 or 5 bags of candy.
Yeah.
One candy bar, one Snickers.
These cake pops are $21 a dozen. So, or you can get. Oh no. 3 dozen for $57.75.
So 3 dozen, and you would need 10 dozen.
Yeah.
10 dozen.
So that's probably like, what, $600? Oh, no, I guess 3.
No, that's actually very affordable.
Yeah.
And you put that in styrofoam.
Yeah.
So you're looking at, that's like $300.
That's not too bad.
Take over this, Nick.
Yeah.
You're in charge of food now.
I know.
That's right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Kristen, if you're listening to this, make sure that you do cake pops.
Yeah, and I mean, but there's so many different kinds. Like with cake, but with cake, you have to get like vanilla or chocolate.
Well, no, not if you do like multiple
pops.
Layers and like
chocolate cake pops, vanilla cake pops, red velvet cake pops,
get all kinds
s'mores
of cake pops.
Cake pops.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's 10 different kinds of 12 that you can get. That would be awesome.
I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone to another Ways of Podcast.
That's right, a.k.a. The Wedding Show.
The Wedding Show. we have in the chat room, let's say hellos to a few people. We got Superfan Matt in the room.
Superfan Matt.
Hello, Matt.
He was the only person nice enough to offer to help with my Skype issues.
Oh, good.
But I did not need them by the time he contacted me, but thank you very much.
Where's
Rob?
I
didn't offer to help at all.
No.
I was working.
Everyone looked at it and went,
said anybody not doing anything.
I shouldn't have said that. I'm like, hey, anyone who's
doing anything,
anyone who's sitting in front of a computer who's not doesn't want to work, please help me with my Skype.
Yeah, that would have worked well with my boss sitting right next to me.
We have our super UK fan, the super Brit, Charlie's in the room.
Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. Super redhead Charlie, as well as the other.
Hello, Charlie.
We have another super redhead. Courtney's in the room. She's in Chicago.
Hello, Courtney.
We have someone from the Cutter. I've lost it already. Cutter's Choice.
Hello, Courtney.
Cutter's Choice, also a Brit. Also a Brit.
Whiskey? Cutter's Choice.
Cutter's Choice. I don't know if it's a, I don't know if it's a Brit.
Speaking
or,
of Courtney, look
holy
at this.
Cow. Is that a candelabra on her head?
That is a candelabra on her head.
Maybe she's Lumiere.
Oh, my. No, are those, Courtney, are those really lit? Or are they, oh, my God.
So Cutter's Choice, they are another podcast. He's also a Brit, I'm assuming, because he just said I'm a Brit, and I'm assuming it's a he.
But so, go Cutter's Choice.
Cutter's Choice, we have Serena in the room. Serena, who I don't believe she's listened in a long time.
I don't know who that is.
So a long-time listener, or a long-ago listener. So welcome back to the fold. And we have a guest in the room, which I believe is Sarah.
Hello, guest.
Hello, guest.
Oh, yeah, it's probably me. Sorry.
Okay.
Charlie says, woo, Brits. She's
you we're got, turning British.
We got two Brits.
Hello, hello, hello.
I'm not going to do it now.
Come on, do your British old lady voice.
We do have the Skype line is open. So if anyone out there has the Skype line is open, the second line. So if anyone wants to give us a call and say hello, they certainly can.
Hello,
join us here. AWOA podcast. That's our Skype line. You can call us if you have a microphone and a computer and or a smart telephone.
It'd actually be really funny if you don't have any of those things and you just try to call it.
We don't have a phone number yet. We have Nick is raising his hand for asking a question.
Dave.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, Nick.
We have a couple Brits in the room.
It's true.
Do you think
they like fish and chips? Yes.
No, that we're Sunday possibly roast? Going after the wrong demographic. Like, you know how some people say I'm big in Japan, but you've never heard of them?
Like David Hasselhoff was big in Germany.
Yeah, maybe
but everyone knows that.
We should have all of our Brit friends put us on their Facebook pages. And then that way...
Hello.
What's on your Facebook pages, love?
And then that way we can...
Hello.
We can become huge in England.
Or we can just offend them all. We're talking like this.
One city yourself.
But they laugh at us. They think that we're stupid Americans or something.
We are not stupid Americans.
You know, like,
we
how
are
we
not
think,
dumb. I have a college degree.
You know how we think Mr.
I went to
Bean?
5.5 years of community college. Thank you very much.
See, look at that, ladies and gentlemen. You know Dave Martinez.
You know how we think that, like... Mr. Bean is funny. Maybe they'll think that we're funny.
So yeah, we like the British Office.
Yeah. Mr. Bean.
And Extras, that show's hilarious.
So uncomfortable.
Maybe we should try to
so
do that,
funny.
Dave.
Let's see, what else? Sarah, what else? Doctor Who? Doctor Who?
Yes, Doctor Who is a lot of fun. I used to watch Bally Kiss Angel.
That's English. We watched My Family.
Yes.
Who's that? Is it
28
anyway?
Days Later.
If anyone wants to send us seasons 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 of My Family, that would be awesome. On DVD, we only have 1 and 2. Let's see.
You
seem to enjoy that show.
I'm good.
Let's see. What other UK... Yeah, sure. What other UK shows do we watch?
An Idiot Abroad.
Idiot Abroad. Spy. Spy is another show.
Nick says, Whose Line Is It?
Whose Line Is It Anyways?
Whose Line Is It? Look at us.
The In-Betweeners.
We're so multicultured.
The In-Betweeners, the UK version.
And look at all the British movies we watch, like the James Bond films.
Yes, and Austin Powers.
Yep, and anything with Hugh Grant.
Climbs up a hill, comes down a mountain. Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Yeah.
I like Well, the Bridget Jones
Love Actually.
Diary. Love it. Bridget Jones Diary.
Yep.
None of these movies I've actually seen.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's not British.
Nick was nice enough to bring some Bud Light Lamaritas.
All right.
They have come out with Strawberita, but I have not tried it.
And these are in tiny, tiny cans. What about British music? We like Oasis.
We do.
Wait, Elton John.
Elton John.
Madonna.
Elton John, yeah, that I can get behind.
Madonna is not British.
One Direction.
One Direction, oh Jesus. Duran Duran.
I love One Direction.
Kaiser Chiefs.
Kaiser Soze.
Mariah Carey is not.
Mariah Carey is not.
Oh. She talks British. Like it. Madonna? So does Nicki Minaj.
Madonna is British, right?
Madonna is not.
Oh.
That's what I thought, too.
Is that she was from Jersey.
Adam Ant.
Adam Lambert.
Adam Manson. Charlie says Adam No One Direction.
Stop that, Charlie.
Gerard Butler.
Culture
that
Club.
That lady that sang "I Dreamed a Dream."
Culture.
Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle.
Yep. We love Susan Boyle.
We love Susan. We are the Susan Boyle podcast. We cater to her. Well, you know what? This leads perfectly, Adam.
Yeah.
And thank you. Cutter's Choice.
Somebody's saying, asking about Brit music.
Well, that's what we were just talking about.
Oh, sorry. I was reading the message.
Really? Did Sarah not hear any of this? I talked about One Direction.
She's listening to a different show. That's right. She's listening to a different show right now. Give her a break.
Sarah, do you like One Direction?
You know, I think they're fun. I think it's funny when
they're
Miliana,
catchy bastards, aren't they?
They are. When Miliana sings along with it, it's really cute.
Oh, we got to get her to sing some. She and Molly can sing it when we come down and visit.
Yes,
and
my
we'll
favorite.
Put it on TV on the YouTube.
Cool. Can I tell Adam? Adam, right when we were eating dinner, my phone went off, and Kristen's ringtone is Gangnam Style.
Yep.
So it comes across, "Hey, sexy lady," and Millie looked right at Dave and goes, "Daddy, ope, ope, ope." I was so proud because we listened to that
song
together.
That's my girl.
Well, Adam, I found a list.
Oh.
And I know how much we love lists.
We're good at lists.
I've got Rob working on a theme song for our list. It's going to be something like, "Oh, here comes another list."
And I think it should be "Pour some sugar on me."
But it's another list. It's got
to
"Pour
some sugar on my list."
Yep.
"Oh, here comes another list." So this is a list, Adam, of how much does it cost?
Okay.
How much does it cost to have your favorite band play at your party?
Okay, got it.
Play a concert at your party. So
okay. So we get to pick a band?
We can start it like that. It may be difficult because there's a thousand
bands.
Yeah,
let's just go through the list.
No. There's too many.
Oh, wait. So
Hold on. So let's do this.
Now what are we doing?
I like Nick's idea. So someone
it's
name
too much to go through the list. It's too much to just name people from
someone
the
list. Name a band, and I will tell you how much it costs.
Semisonic.
Hold on. First, we got to listen to this.
Yes. You're insecure. Don't know what's going on. When you walk through the door.
We'll have this turned off now.
The chorus gets.
Oh, Jesus. Right. See, I got the words right in front of me, too. "Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you." Here we go. Sarah's dancing. Nick is now bopping his head.
How can you not?
Oh my god, okay, we're done with that. So
you know what we should do is we should all learn this song for your wedding and sing it to Kristen.
There you
yes,
go.
While you guys are walking down the aisle.
In five-part harmony.
That's right. That's
I don't know if we know five people.
No, it'll be me, you, and Molly, and Millie, and we need to find one more.
We'll get Aaron.
Oh, Aaron, yes.
That's as long as we don't see her for 3 months before that, because if we do, she won't come.
That's true.
Canada Lindsay says she was dancing too.
See, Canada Lindsay, that a girl. Charlie has hung up.
Charlie says that she would feel better about New One Direction if I didn't have to live through them being on the X Factor, then being everywhere. So I guess she had to deal with them on the UK X Factor.
Yeah, they were all single, like solo artists, and they said, "We're going to make a boy band." They put them all together. All
right, so give me a name of band, Adam.
One Direction.
One Direction is not on the list.
Sublime. Oh.
Sublime? Sublime is on the list.
Yes.
Really?
Sublime, my favorite.
Sublime with Rome is on the list, and I don't know why it's not showing up, but I know it's on the list because I saw it.
Okay.
It says, oh, by the way, also, if you have a comedian you want to see, also on this list.
Okay.
So Sublime with Rome. $96,000.
What?
So $96,000 Sublime will play at your wedding.
But they suck.
$96,000 or $9,600?
$96,000. Plus. There's a plus sign at the end of that one as well.
Okay.
So $96,000 plus to see some
Elton John.
Sir Elton John. Let me see if I can find Sir Elton John.
Oh my god.
Damn it, it's not gonna let me look it up that way. Let's see. No, he's not here, so let's see if he's under pop. I'm sure Sir Elton John will not just be playing your party, but we'll find
out.
Yeah,
you're probably right. No matter how much money you give him.
That's so funny.
We don't, but Eminem is here.
What? Oh, okay. How much does it cost for him?
Let's see. There's a comma. There's two commas here.
Oh, my God.
So that means it's $1,199. No, $1,199,999 to have Eminem play at your party. Plus.
Wow.
But.
What?
But.
Does he wipe your ass for that, too?
But. No, you have to wipe his still.
Oh, geez.
But
oh,
okay. If you want, I'm just going to shoot off here, if you want In Vogue to play at your party.
$10,000.
$54,000.
What?
For In Vogue. Well, there's three of them.
People don't even know who they are anymore.
But there's still three of them.
What about Robin Williams?
Robin Williams. I don't know if Robin Williams.
Jim Carrey.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on.
Okay.
Rowan Atkinson.
Billy Ocean.
Billy Ocean. Oh, he's got to be on here, but hold on. Let me
see. Because then we'll see how much Disney pays him to do that food and wine festival.
Can we get his country that artists as a here. Wedding gift for Nick and Kristen?
That's a good idea.
Who am I looking for again? Billy Ocean.
Billy Ocean. That'd be the best wedding gift ever.
I know, right?
See, he must be under pop.
He's going to be $60,000.
You think that little?
Billy Ocean. Okay, so let's take out guesses. How much did you say, Adam?
$60,000.
Nick, how much do you think Billy Ocean is?
$74,000.
Sarah?
I'll say $75,000.
Millie? Okay. Billy Ocean is $42,000.
What? Wow. You totally could get that for them for their wedding.
Oh, my God.
We can afford Billy Ocean.
Could?
Well, if we get all of our listeners to donate money.
Donate thousands upon thousands of dollars.
So, but think about that. They get him for how many nights? Three nights.
Yeah.
At $42,000 a night.
Yep.
That doesn't seem like a lot. And they probably get a lot of people to come to Epcot.
And look at all those people he's got to pay in his band.
Yeah.
Sarah.
What?
Bowser.
Oh, from Sha Na Na.
Okay.
How much is Bowser from Sha Na Na?
I'll say $22,000.
$22,000. Nick?
$15,000.
$15,000 from Nick. Sarah?
What did Adam say?
$22,000.
I'll say $18,000.
$18,000. There is a winner in this group. Who?
There is?
Yes. Who do you think won?
Me, because you're surprised.
It was Nick. Nick, $15,000 plus.
I don't even know who Bowser is.
Sha Na Na.
What does he sing?
He just Sha Na Na. They sing 50s medleys. Songs.
Well, I know that, but I didn't. He'd be him by himself, so he just sings. He 50s probably, medleys
just
by himself.
It's called Bowser and the Rock and Roll Party.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, give me another band name.
Kiss.
Kiss may very well be on here.
Really?
What?
Well, Kiss. Might, Kiss is playing be. The. Kiss is playing
or Poison.
Well, no, Kiss is playing the Arena Bowl.
Dave,
what?
Do you want to? May 18th is a Saturday.
It's
Poison's going to be downtown for free.
What?
Yeah.
May 18th?
Yeah.
Saturday. Real Live Poison.
Real Live Poison. That girl is Poison?
Yeah.
That girl is Poison.
Like
where downtown?
The free concert series.
What time?
I don't know. Saturday.
Find out. Get more information. Kiss is not on this list. Okay. But Kenny Loggins is.
But the Kiss is not on the list.
Kenny Loggins is.
I'm going to ask for Hall & Oates.
Oh, you want Hall & Oates and you don't want Kenny Loggins?
Well, no, since you said Kiss is not on the list.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I do not have Hall & Oates. But I do have Heart.
Okay, Heart is $21,000.
$21,000 for Heart. Nick?
Really? For two of them?
Is that your card?
Yeah, they suck.
Heart.
Wait, Heart?
Heart.
10,000.
I will tell you that you guys are way under for Heart.
I'll say 30, 32.
$240,000 for Heart at your party.
Shut your mouth.
How about Hillary Duff?
Hillary Duff?
Anyone remember who she is?
$78,000.
$78,000. Hillary Duff. Nick?
65.
Disney star Hillary Duff. It's more.
More than 65?
Yes.
He always does that right when Sarah's
there,
yes. It's like he's
it doesn't matter. $600,000.
Shut your mouth.
$600,000.
That's a lot.
How about Huey Lewis in the News?
Oh, that's going to... I'm going to go $300,000.
$300,000. You have now jumped way over.
Damn it.
$160,000,
Nick. Sarah?
I'll say $78,000.
$180,000.
Whoa, they were just on Dancing with the Stars.
I'm a big fan of Huey Lewis and the News.
Me too. If Huey Lewis and the News were coming to town,
in a heartbeat, right?
So
I think they're
Poison?
Coming to St. Louis.
I do.
Louis
I've seen
year.
Poison, but I wouldn't mind seeing them again.
Heck yeah.
All
it's
right.
For free.
Especially for free. What else we got? I'm telling you.
Jim Carrey.
You
give
tell
me
us.
Comedian.
Pick some
give me
names.
Comedian.
Jim Carrey. Let's go back up to comedians.
Okay.
I just saw
what
Kansas.
About Steinfeld?
Steinfeld? Let's see if...
How much was Hall & Oates? Did we find
We never out? Found Hall & Oates, no.
I bet you Seinfeld, if he were to play somewhere, is $1 million.
I would say, yeah.
$1.5 million.
Easily, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
M&M was $1.2 million.
I haven't found Steinfeld yet, but I did find, oh, where'd it go? Harry Connick Jr.
Oh.
Who's that?
Ooh. $7.50.
Hold on, where did Harry Connick Jr. go?
Isn't he country?
Harry is not country. He's no.
He's a crooner.
He's a crooner.
What's that?
He sings standards.
Like Frank Sinatra and that kind of, you know, just like a songstress. Songster.
You can have, this is weird. Oh, that's Harry Connick Sr.
Oh.
These both. Well, I saw there was a huge price difference. So Harry Connick Jr., it's a large price. Adam, what do you got?
I said $750,000.
$750,000?
Yeah.
You were overshot it. Nick?
$230,000.
You have undershot it. Sarah?
You always make me go first.
Because you... I will fine. I won't make you go first.
$500,000.
$420,000 for Mr. Harry Connick Jr.
It? Hillary Duff gets $600,000. Harry Connick
now,
Jr. is $425,000.
If you want Harry Connick Sr. in the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, $42,000.
Oh. Yeah, that's that. I would have guessed that.
How about Herbie Hancock?
Free.
Herbie Hancock is $72,000.
Shut your mouth.
I am not.
What?
Here you go. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. They just played at Epcot. Yeah, there it
is. Okay.
How much?
$32,000.
Oh, Nick is very close. Sarah?
Oh.
I'll say 34.
Oh, Sarah's getting closer.
Dang. I'll say 36.
36. Adam hit it on the nose. Oh. $36,000 to see Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. We can have them come to your wedding.
There you go.
I haven't.
No, we're going to have Billy Ocean.
I haven't found anyone
who
can
afford
you.
Yeah, it should totally be Billy Ocean.
How about Tommy Toon?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either.
20,000.
What about comedians, Dave?
Okay, well, I haven't gotten back up that way. This is a long list. How about Vince Gill?
Vince Gill?
The country music artist.
Vince Gill 65.
Sarah, yeah, 65 by Adam. You're way under. Sarah? I shouldn't say way under, but you're pretty under.
I would say 125,000.
Ooh, 120,000, Sarah.
Whoa,
I say 120.
Shit.
Good job, Nick.
Willie Nelson.
Oh.
Oh, God.
420.
Nice.
Goo.
Oh, producer did. Rob is in the room, by the way, and Canadian Arden's in the room. So hello, hello. Sorry. Willie Nelson, $180,000.
Wow.
That's it?
That's it?
That seems low.
Seems low for Willie.
Guys.
I think you got to get him a pound.
Be $600,000.
Sarah.
What?
I have a double header, two for the price of one.
Okay.
The Gatlin Brothers. And the Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh my gosh, I would love
Elvira.
To see
that. Elvira.
And this is affordable. Sarah, how much would you pay for the Gatlin Brothers and the Oak Ridge Boys?
Oh, $40,000.
$40,000. You're so close, Nick.
Dang it.
38.
Oh, you're so off. Adam.
$42,000
to see the Gatlin Brothers and the Oak Ridge Boys in
what
your
did the
backyard.
Gatlin Brothers sing?
Is that what the Gatlin Brothers sing?
Whoa.
No, Sarah.
Oh, that was the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah. I don't know what the Gatlin Brothers sing.
They sing with the Oak Ridge Boys.
Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw's probably big.
I bet you he's a lot.
Yeah,
he's in the hundreds.
Oh, that's it.
Well, I mean, I said hundreds,
like 800,000.
A little lower than 800,000.
Right. So okay, but right.
I'll just say $600,000.
That's $600,000.
But Adam, Toby Keith.
Oh, God, $1 million.
$1 million, Toby Keith. Nick?
$800.
$800?
No, $800,000. Yeah, he ain't no big no more.
$800,000, Sarah. By the way, Nick was very close.
$750,000.
That was weird. No. $900,000.
Ooh.
Why was that weird?
I was really close, too.
Because nothing has been 50.
No. I'm sorry.
That's why it was weird. Travis Tritt.
There's always a first.
Travis Tritt's 115.
We can almost afford Travis Tritt. No, a little lower.
Oh, sorry.
Nick?
I was trying to listen to the Gatlin Brothers.
Travis Tritt.
I don't know who that is.
It's all right. Sarah, you can mute the show on the page in the upper corner. Travis Tritt, $90,000. Okay, I'm moving up.
Okay.
I'm moving
on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
Moving on up.
Ah.
Sarah?
Charlie says Billy Idol. Did we already look up Billy Idol?
Not yet. I'm working my way to Billy Idol. How about Lyle Lovett?
He'd be fun. I bet he's a lot. I bet he's 100,000.
He's goofy looking.
100,000 for Lyle Lovett. A little bit more. A little bit more.
Ow, Millie.
200?
150.
120 for a little Lyle Lovett action.
Oh, you're not going to give Adam a hard time for saying 150?
Nope. Sorry, my eyes are already looking at the next thing. Lone Star?
75.
75, a little lower.
62.
Still lower.
Dear Lord, should I even say 50,000?
50,000. It's $48,000 to see Lone Star in your backyard. I don't even know what they sing.
They're an old country and western.
Are they?
Well, not old. Didn't they sing that song Amazed?
I don't know.
Who are we looking at? Who is
Lone
it?
Lone Star? Lone Star. Yeah, they did sing Amazed. Wow, Adam.
Only one man dare give me the raspberry. Lone Star.
Lone Star. Lone Star Amazed. All right.
Let's... I don't know how you do what you do.
Is that what it is?
I'm so in love with you.
Is Dolly Parton on there?
Is Dolly on here? Well, let's check that out. Well, we can afford Lone Star for $48,000. We can also afford Loretta Lynn. $48,000.
People, yeah. I have to know who these people are.
But does anyone know who Lori Morgan is?
No.
Yeah, she's a country and western singer.
We can afford her almost $30,000.
What about Psy?
Yeah, she's cheap.
How about Love and Theft?
Love and Spoonful?
15.
We can $12,000.
Oh, they beat out Bowser.
And Lucy Angel is $12,000. We can get these people, we can literally afford to have at your party, Nick.
What about Love and Spoonful?
Love and Spoonful. Well, these are still country bands. Let's keep moving up. Let's keep moving up.
Dave, we don't do country.
Keep all those in mind. Yeah, but they're cheap. That's why. Weird Al Yankovic.
No way.
Shit.
Weird Al Yankovic.
125.
125 for Weird Al Yankovic. It is lower.
25.
It is higher. Sarah?
Higher than what did he?
Higher than 25.
60,000.
No, Weird Al is $42,000.
What?
That's it?
That's it.
That seems like wow. So much more.
Okay, we're in the comedians here.
I wonder what it would be like back in their heyday. Like, Weird Al was huge in the 80s.
Yeah. Whoopi Goldberg?
No.
I'll just tell you, $120,000 for Whoopi Goldberg to be at your house.
I wouldn't pay a dollar to have her come to my party.
What about Whitney Cummings?
Ugh.
And while we're thinking, saying hello, Canadian Anastasia, for coming into the room. Hello, Canadian Anastasia.
Hello, Canadian.
Hello.
Whitney Cummings, star of Whitney.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, you know, it's that terrible show on NBC, that Whitney show. Whitney Cummings, Adam, is $66,000. But okay, what? Nick,
yo.
I've got the perfect act for your wedding.
Yeah.
Yakov Smirnoff.
Yes.
He's in Branson.
But he'll
and big time.
He will take the weekend off to come to your party. For how much money?
Yakov Smirnoff.
Yakov Smirnoff.
I wonder how he must have had it as a kid named Yakov.
I'm going to say $200,000.
What a country! You'd be wrong. $30,000.
That's it.
That's it.
I thought he thought higher of himself than that. Yeah.
Do you want Wayne Brady?
Yeah,
$150,000.
Holy shit! You got a comedian and a singer right there.
You like Tracy Morgan?
No.
78,000.
Okay.
Do you like Tommy Jonigan?
Oh. 55.
I believe I did open mic with Tommy Jonigan. In fact, I'm pretty positive. No, I'm pretty positive. He was in St. Louis. I'm pretty positive I did an open mic. Only mic you would be able to verify that. $9,000.
Wouldn't it be terrible to hire a comedian and then they come and make fun of the family? Like if they're like one of those types of comedians,
hey,
like they run
hey
out of
you
stuff.
Fatty.
Yeah.
I know you're the who are you, the wife?
Yeah. I'm the grandma. What the hell?
What, haven't you died yet? Tommy Chong.
420.
He goes back there. $1,200. No, $12,000. $12,000.
Sorry, $12,000. I was just gonna say I will give you $1,200 to have him come to your wedding.
$12,000. Steve O. Nick Steve O, come to your wedding. He will fall on light bulbs.
He will fall on my fake cake. Steve O.
A Lone Star action because you'll be listening to them at your wedding.
52,000.
I'm going to say 30,000.
Steve O, 30,000. Nick or Adam, you're fairly close. And Nick,
50.
It's 24,000 for Steve O. I've got Stephen Carell here.
Really?
Steve Carell? Yeah, it says Stephen Carell. It could be like a knockoff. Oh,
maybe that's a different one.
Well, it depends on how much he is.
He's about the same price as Stephen Colbert.
Okay, I'm going to go 150.
Ooh, you're very close.
165.
I'm sorry, I got distracted by something awesome. Where did they go? Where did they go? 180,000. Adam, Stan Freberg.
Who's that?
He did voices for the Looney Tune cartoons.
Oh.
Any voices that weren't
Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc were Stan Freberg. He did Pete Puma. Remember Pete Puma?
Nope.
How many lumps do you want? I have one lump. Oh.
That was a Puma?
It was Pete Puma, yeah. Oh, Sinbad.
It says
call for fee.
Depends on if he likes you on the phone.
He hasn't done anything in, I couldn't tell you how long. So
shooting some shit out here. Seth Meyers, 90,000. Scott Thompson from The Kids in the Hall. You like The Kids in the Hall, Nick?
I don't know who that is.
Nick!
$12,000. We can afford it.
That's it?
That's it. I wonder if Sandy Hackett is related to Buddy Hackett. Robin Williams.
No way.
Uh-oh.
Robin Williams?
And 250.
Adam, your microphone seems like you're pressed up against it.
250.
250,000. You are close, Nick.
300.
$300,000. Now, if you would like a Robin Williams impersonator, that will only cost you $9,000.
Oh, good.
Let's see. Richard Lewis. Rich Little.
$65,000.
Rich Little is $30,000.
Oh.
Penn and Teller.
Ooh.
Penn and Teller.
$300,000. $120,000 for Penn and Teller.
Really?
Yes. And audience, if this is boring you, please let me know.
I'd rather have Penn and Teller than Robin Williams.
Yeah, Penn and Teller would be interesting.
Yeah, me too.
They'll be doing magic.
God, it would be so great. We're gonna cut the bride in half.
If you guys can get this guy for my 40th birthday, Paul Rodriguez.
Wasn't that a couple of years ago, though, Dave?
Shut the mouth. Paul Rodriguez, $48,000 for Paul Rodriguez.
Isn't he related?
I don't know what Norm MacDonald is going to do if he shows up, but he's only $60,000.
That was funny.
Nick Swardson. Anyone remember?
Oh, yeah.
Call for fee. So he's not advertising. He's like, we'll see.
Look, I'm all over the place on these microphones. I have a bunch of them.
Well, I turned the other one off, so. Lily Tomlin.
Whoa. Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey. Lily Tomlin, $72,000.
Wow.
Larry the Cable Guy.
No.
Uh-huh.
Six-pack.
Yeah.
$300,000.
Jesus and some chew.
Okay, Nick.
Yo.
Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes.
No.
Jane Silent Bob.
$100,000.
Less.
$60,000.
They will come to your party.
Wow. Who would want Jane's? I mean, if it was like a college frat party, that would totally be cool.
But they don't come as Jane, Silent Bob. They come as themselves, and they just tell stories, and they're very humorous.
Do you think that they would? I mean, for 65, do you think they'd come dressed as Jane, Silent Bob?
65, maybe. Let's see, Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, I hate Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, I bet those are expensive.
$180,000 for Jimmy Fallon to show up to your party.
Ugh, I hate him.
Remember Jim Brewer?
Yeah.
$36,000.
I never liked him.
I didn't really either. Okay, guys. Here's the Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld, you found him?
Mm-hmm.
Holy
1.5.
Holy moly's, no.
$80,000.
$360,000.
Really?
That's it?
That's it.
Or a car.
It costs more to get Eminem than it costs to get Jerry Seinfeld?
Yep.
Was Eminem so far the most expensive?
That was so far the most expensive that I've seen, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Who the hell does he think
I wonder
he
if
is?
He does that so people don't ask him.
Probably.
And then he's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to get $1.2 million to go do this. I'll do it.
We have here Jeff Foxworthy for $180,000.
Okay.
Jeff Dunham.
Wait, Jeff Foxworthy is
half as much
half
as Larry
as much
the
as label, Larry.
Jeff Dunham, the puppet guy, $120,000.
Now that would be funny.
And Jay Leno.
Jay Leno is probably in the 100,000s.
You have to go.
Oh, I'm going
to
guess $300,000.
$210,000.
It costs more to get Larry the fucking cable guy than it costs to get Jay Leno.
Dude, those rednecks have some money, man.
Jack Black.
16,000.
Nope, you're going to have to jump a couple hundred.
Really?
$200,000.
$600,000 to have Jack Black
Holy
in your living room.
Oh,
God. Do you think that they go off of, like, they just sit on the toilet and go, hey, how much would it cost for me to go to a party? Or do you think that this is, like,
look up Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan. Okay.
Is he on there?
Hold on.
Because I went to a party where Michael Strahan was.
Let's see. I have Michael Blackstone, Michael Ian Black, Michael McDonald, Michael Murray, okay. Michael Winslow. That's it. I got Mike Burglary, Mike Bullard, Mike Epps, Mike McDonald, Mike Rayburn. Nope.
Mike Epps. Mike Epps is somebody, isn't he?
$48,000 for being somebody. Dougie Doug. Drew Carey, $300,000.
$300,000?
Eddie Murphy, $300,000.
Oh, my God. Eddie Murphy.
Ellen DeGeneres, $600,000.
Now, that would be a fun time.
I really want this to end soon, but it's just so fascinating.
That would be a fun time right there.
Cedric the Entertainer. Oh, is he dead?
He's from St. Louis.
No.
Which one's the dead one?
Bernie Mac.
Okay. I wonder if he's on here. Cedric the Entertainer, $120,000.
Okay.
Brent Butt, he was on a show in Canada. So my Canadians know Brent Butt. He was on Corner Gas. $30,000 for a little Brent Butt. Let's see, I'm getting through these comedians. Adam Sandler.
No. Oh.
200.
They had three. Oh, 300.
$180,000.
That's okay. It?
That's it.
What the hell does Larry the Cable Guy do?
Fart jokes.
He must do like balloon animals or something too.
Let's see.
Do you think we would have to pay him more because we live here in Florida, or would it be cheaper because it's like a drive away?
Do you know any American Idol winners or losers or American Idol people?
Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken surprisingly is not on this list.
Reuben Studdard.
Reuben Studdard is on this list. How much would you pay to see Reuben?
He probably has to pay you
$15,000.
A little bit more. Sorry. $21,000 to see some Reuben.
What about Kelly?
Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson is not on this list. She will not come to your party.
Yeah, I wouldn't see that.
Adam Lambert.
Justin Guarini.
Adam Lambert will cost you $180,000.
What?
Justin Guarini? Nick, we found your present.
What?
Justin Guarini. $9,000.
Yes!
Oh my God.
Adam could pay for that out of his bank account.
I couldn't.
Let's see if anyone's less than that. That was Carmen...
San Diego?
Carmen Rasmussen. I don't know who that is. She's $9,000 as well.
Do you think they have like a limit? Like you have to like lowest?
It seems to be the lowest right now. Lisa Tucker, $9,000. Nick Mitchell, $9,000.
I mean, you'd hate to be the person that's only like, yeah, dude, give me like $300 and I'll come and feed me. I mean, that's good.
All right. I believe this is alternative music, and this is how we'll just end it on alternative music.
Okay.
So shoot me off some alt bands.
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam's on the list. Oh. How much is it going to cost to see Pearl Jam?
$300,000.
You're going to have to double that.
Whoa.
$600,000. Anyone else have a band they want to see hanging out with?
The Bloodhound Gang.
I wonder if that starts with a the. It does. It would. The Bloodhound Gang is not on the list.
Blink-182.
Let's see. Lindsay wants to know how much it'll cost for us to appear at her wedding. Lindsay wants to know how much it'll cost for her wedding.
The going rate's $9,000.
Yeah. We'd have to figure out plane fare and... we're going to drink a lot of beer.
I'm assuming. Unfortunately.
Except for Nick. Nick's going to be drinking what?
Limeritas or just give me a bottle of Kentucky Honey.
So we're going to need at least...
Wild Turkey Honey.
At least 4 bottles of Wild Turkey.
That's right.
2 24 packs of Bud Light.
Uh-huh. And a gallon of milk.
A gallon of milk. Jesus.
Oh, and just a place to sleep for the weekend.
I will drink some Molson Ice. Do they have Molson Ice still?
Is she getting married in Canada?
I didn't even know she was engaged to anyone.
So that's what would happen.
She said Canadian beer.
We won't get paid anything. It'll just cost you a lot of money to have us there.
Charlie's party gone. Bye, Charlie. Oh, she said the Bloodhound Gang are gross. I saw them once. They did They did stick stuff involving intimate piercings, chains, and eating glow sticks.
Oh.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie.
She did not hear us sing Happy Birthday last week, so she had to download it to hear it. So
I hope so.
Hopefully she listened.
Hey, finally, okay. Somebody downloaded a show.
Shit, this is a hypothetical wedding, she says. So we got the booze.
Okay, we got
booze,
time.
The food.
We got the booze. We got
the lodge.
Well, we want whatever is being
served
at the wedding, I guess. Or do we want
steaks? Yeah, but I'm going, so it has to be at least double.
Well, no, I mean, we'll want to have, like, lunch provided as well.
Yeah.
Like, all meals, not just wedding meals.
Okay, so we want lunch, dinner, breakfast, flight in and flight out.
Yeah,
we can all stay in the same room.
Yeah, that doesn't bother us.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Sarah and Aaron are going to be okay with this?
Well,
yeah, they'll be fine.
All right.
It depends on if we see Aaron 3 months before or 3 months after.
That's right.
We need at least 4 bottles of water.
Are you kidding me? Aaron would
at not least, come. At least.
At least 4 bottles.
You know what? Just have them give us the key to the mini bar.
Yes. If we just have the mini bar,
no.
We'll be fine.
No, Adam. Yeah. You have to think bigger.
$9,000.
Give us the key to the big room where you stock the mini bars from.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. See?
The maxi.
Now you're thinking, Nick.
You know, I try.
The vanilla ice.
Ice, baby.
$30,000.
Dude,
really?
Weezer.
Ooh, I like that. $150.
Close. $180. Let's see. Wilson Phillips. $48,000.
Did you ever find Poison?
I did not. I'll check. But I saw Vince Neil on here earlier. The Yeah Yeah Yeahs for Sarah, $60,000. The Smithereens, $18,000. You can get them. Also get They Might Be Giants for that same price. You like Toad the Wet Sprocket?
Nope.
Nope, $30,000. The Dandy Warhols, $30,000. The Cult, $120,000. Suicidal Tendencies, Nick. We can have Suicidal Tendencies come to your party.
Who the hell is that?
Suicidal, they sing a great song called You Can't Bring Me Down. They're a skate metal band. $420,000.
Okay, Dave.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you should go through this list and pick out your top 10.
So it costs more to get Suicidal Tendencies than Weezer?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
This world is fucked up.
Stone Temple Pilots, $420,000.
Now without Scott Weiland because they kicked him out.
Probably. Sugar Ray.
Oh, no way. He's a Disney, too.
$48,000 for some Sugar Ray.
No yeah, way. I can believe that.
I like some Sugar
Smash
Ray.
Smash Mouth, $48,000.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah.
Rhett
Miller, singer of the old 97s. We can get Rhett Miller to come to our backyard for $24,000. $24,000. We should start saving. We don't want you to perform. We just want to hang out with you.
Do you think it would be less
than
that? Oh,
my God. Nickelback.
Oh, my God. A nickel.
You're going to have... I don't even know...
They give you a nickel. No, it's a dime.
I don't even know how to multiply that. Nickelback. Just throw out an astronomical number.
$500,000.
Keep going. $1,200,000.
More than...
For Nickelback.
No, it's
more
a little less than
Eminem.
Was Eminem a little bit more?
No, Eminem was $1,199,999.
Yeah, so it was more than... Nickelback is more than Eminem.
Holy shit.
Neon Trees, $60,000. Everyone likes the Mumford & Sons.
What about...
They're fancy.
$90,000.
What about Bruno?
They're good singers.
Sarah Likes the Muse, $240,000.
Wow.
Is Bruno Mars on there?
Bruno Mars. I will keep looking. I'll keep looking up. Matchbox 20. I don't care. Maroon 5. Don't care. Lit.
Wait, Maroon 5?
Maroon 5, Nick. You like Maroon 5?
Yeah.
You can have Maroon 5 play at your wedding for the modest price of $420,000.
Oh, is that all?
Your fiancé's dad can show that out. He's probably got that in his pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, duh.
Let's see. Korn. $300,000. Kesha.
I bet you she's up like 800.
Kesha is $300,000. I'm jumping down really fast here. Queens of the Stone Age, per one of our listeners, $90,000 for Queens of the Stone Age. So you can get not Queens of the Stone Age to hang out at your party for $90,000. Everybody like a little Hoobastank?
Yes.
Rock and roller coaster with Hoobastank?
That's right.
I got that fixed, Dave. I told you.
$60,000. Green Day.
$85,000.
I would say vanilla ice money here. Not vanilla ice. I mean M&M money. I get them confused.
$1,000,000?
Oh, really?
$1,199,000 and $1,199,999 for Green Day to get out of their other house and come to your house.
What, out of their coffins,
good,
isn't it?
Good Charlotte, $90,000. Gin Blossoms, I'd like to have them hang out with me for $60,000.
Now, what if you call and just say, you know, just come over to the house for a couple hours and have a beer?
They don't care.
$60,000,
you're going
to pay them. Yeah, but, I mean, would it be cheaper? I mean, you're not requiring their squad of people.
Creed?
Or like their set.
Creed is $180,000.
They're still around.
I guess. Well, you know what? They're probably one person. Chumbawamba? $1,800? $18,000? I keep doing that. I just saw one that's going to lead us to another conversation, so I'll hit that one last. Let's see. Three Doors Down, $240,000. You like 10,000 Maniacs?
No.
Do you want 10,000 Maniacs at your house? $24,000.
No. I don't even know who that is.
Someone named Little Lou has come to the room and has said hi. Hi, Little Lou. And she's gone already.
Hello.
Crockett Tiger.
311. $84,000 for a little 311. Alien Ant Farm, $18,000. Arctic Monkeys, $60,000. Oh, the Beastie Boys. I don't think they're going to show up. Beck, $180,000. Let's see. I was looking for Billy Idol. He's not there. I wonder if he's under pop. The Rembrandts. One Direction. I found One Direction.
$300,000.
$600,000.
$600,000 for One Direction.
Booyah.
So we can have One Direction come to our house for $600,000. New Kids is the same price. I don't know how that happened. Morris Day and the Time, $30,000. Miley Cyrus
could come to the party.
$1,200,000.
So she's up there with Nickelback.
Yeah. Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees, $24,000. We can afford him.
Yeah.
Michael Bublé.
He's
in the $2 million mark.
$2 million?
Well, $1,199,999.
Oh, wow.
I guess you can't go to $2 million. You just become an asshole if you go that far.
Wow, Michael Bublé. That's one where Christian would want.
What about? Oh, I don't know what that person just wrote. What about? Where's my writing? What about Cristiano Ronaldo? What type of music does Cristiano Ronaldo play? And I'll be able to find that.
Yeah.
Los Lobos, Linda Ronstadt. Who was that? Oh, I was looking for Billy Idol. I just saw Journey. It's Journey Unauthorized. It's a cover band. See, Blue Oyster Cult, $21,000. Billy Squire. Oh, no, not here. Sorry, no Billy Idol.
What about AC/DC?
I got Alice Cooper, $72,000. We have ABBA, the show, so it's not really ABBA. You can get those pretty cheap. 50 Cent, $420,000. AC/DC. Did you say AC/DC?
Uh-huh.
AC/DC, $240,000.
That would be a dream come true.
Would it to have them at your house?
Hells yeah. I'd have to get a new circuit breaker.
Alejandro Fernandez, $180,000.
Dave, do you need another drink?
No, I'm still good. What about Psy? I wonder if Psy is on here.
Yeah, Psy. I said that earlier.
This is the last one. Sigh.
Except for the one that you had to lead into the
yes.
conversation.
Yes, Sigh is not on this particular list.
Well, I'm going to run and get a drink.
Okay. I'm still looking. Stevie Wonder. Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. Starship's Mickey Thomas. $36,000. The Human League. The Pointer Sisters. $54,000. Tony Bennett, $300,000. Tony Orlando, Sans Dawn, $42,000. And the last one I'll find here, Wayne Newton, $72,000. Tom Jones. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers is $1,199,900.
Wow.
Tom Jones, $300,000. Wow. Tito Jackson, $30,000.
And he had to help him get the kids.
Well, what I was going to refer to was the Divinyls, because the lead singer of the Divinyls passed away this week. Everyone remember the Divinyls?
Nope. I touched myself.
Yes, Nick remembers the Divinyls.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't help it.
She had cancer and MS and
Breast cancer.
Breast cancer, yes.
They're talking about using this song for breast cancer now.
Oh, nice.
That would make very much sense, wouldn't it?
Because if you touch yourself, you won't get it.
Well, you'll get it. You just find it.
As long as you touch yourself in the right place. So we want everyone to make sure that you're touching yourself in the right place.
That's right.
And cough.
And cough.
Squeeze.
53.
And percolate.
She was 53. So that's very sad, because I was a big fan of this song and this video.
I'm sure you were.
I got a lot of uses out of this video.
Ugh. Gross.
Gross. Which leads me to the next topic that I found.
Is it gross?
Adam.
Yeah?
There was a National Academy of Sciences did a study. And apparently women like men with big penises.
Penises?
They do?
Yes.
Shit.
A study released today in the journal Proceeding of the National Academy of the Sciences. Women are attracted to penises, and the bigger, the better. Penis size does affect attractiveness, says the lead author Brian Mautz of the University of Ottawa. Postdoctoral researcher in the blah, 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 blah. Past research has seemed to indicate that women as a group are drawn to larger male members, but those results have been disputed as sexist or scientifically flawed, both. But,
okay.
So Mautz and his team, working at the Australian National University, designed an experiment in hopes of setting this controversy. They created 49 unique computer-generated nude, life-size male figures. Each figure varied in three traits: height, shoulder-hip ratio, and flaccid penis size. The researchers then displayed all the figures to 105 Australian women with an average age of 26. The women who were not told which traits were varied were asked to rate the attractiveness of the figures as sexual partners on a scale of 1 to 7. The women were alone in the room, and the responses were anonymous. As past studies have shown, women prefer tall men with broad shoulders and narrow hips, like an Olympic swimmer. But when Mautz controlled for those variables, it turned out that penis size, overall length and girth, was about as important as a stature. Stature. Thank you, Nick.
I never thought I'd say that,
but thank you. As you increase penis size, the amount of attractiveness of scores get bigger. In a linear fashion, he explained, until 7.6 centimeters or 3 inches. Wait a minute, I don't know what that means. After 3 inches, attractiveness still increased, but in smaller increments. So I guess we're talking flaccidness here.
Yeah.
The article writer writes, testicles are apparently no matter for the scientists conducting this study, for shame. Women also spent more time staring at the men who were more well-endowed. So that's how they spent more time looking at it. And so marks the end of another shitty day for a small Wayne crowd. So how do we feel about that?
Yeah.
We knew that.
You guys are in trouble. That's all I got to say.
Now, do you think the guy that, because it was a guy, you said it was Brian.
Yes.
Do you think, whenever you're a scientist and you want to find that out, do you think that they are probably larger in size? And they just want to see if that's true, or do you think that they're smaller in size in hopes that it might not be true?
Come on, ladies, is it really true? And speaking of, ladies in the room, please let us know if this is true. Because we want to know.
I doubt anybody's going to say anything.
You don't think so? I mean, no. they're pretty, what's the word I'm looking for?
Honest hip. Group?
Yeah, pretty hip. Pretty hip. I was going to say anonymous. I mean, they were just,
except for that we say their name and last name.
I was literally just about to say this person's name. And then when I was talking about anonymous, I was going to say her name. She just writes no comments.
Well, here.
One for yes.
Will it make it better? We won't say your name, even though that it's on the internet.
Even though it's on the internet. We won't say your name.
But it will never, ever coincide with what we're talking about.
And I can delete your comments as soon as you make them. So, ladies in the room and gentlemen in the room, if you so choose to comment, does penis size matter? The length and the girth.
Sarah was talking to me about something, how she just likes personalities. I'm sorry, Dave.
I don't know why you're having this conversation with my wife, but I'm okay with it. I need to know what she likes. I have no idea. So we just got we got one comment of no comment.
No comment.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 8 people who are actively in the room, not counting the people who are inactive and cannot comment. So if you guys can help us out here, and the Skype line is open. Excuse me. If you'd like to Skype in and call us at AWOA Podcast, that's our Skype line.
And it'll totally be anonymous.
Totally be anonymous. We won't even say who you are. We'll just say, hello, caller. Please let us know what you think is more important, if it's the size or the motion of the ocean.
Well, Dave, technically, I mean, this is a, I mean, we can't count this as a test or a factual thing.
No.
We're putting these women on the spot. I mean, of course they want to say, oh, no, it's the personality, or, oh, no, it doesn't matter.
We're also not scientists.
But deep down, I mean, it doesn't hurt.
What doesn't hurt? To have a small one?
No, I mean, it's like, I don't know. Would you rather have a regular size hot dog or a foot long for the same price?
A foot long?
That's a good deal. Same price.
You know what I mean? I mean, if it's there, why not take it? I'm not just purely talking about penises right now. I'm just talking about the fact of, like, you know, like, I mean, you got to look at it like that.
No.
Like, if they have, like, a quarter pounder meal with the shake for the same price as a dollar burger, which one are you going to take?
You're talking about food. What if someone's on a diet? And they don't want to eat an entire quarter pounder.
But I'm just using that as a...
We need something else. Something else as a comparison besides food.
Would you like to eat...
You just went back to food!
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to say, because you said diet. I was going to say, would you want a Publix salad? Or would you want sweet tomatoes bar?
But the sweet tomatoes bar is not healthier, because you put all sorts of crap on it.
Oh, yeah, but it's longer. Did you hint the longer? Bar.
We still have had longer. No comments. I'm very disappointed in the people who are in our room right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we love you. We love each and every one of you personally. And we have strong emotional attachments to all of you. But come on.
Just tell us if you like long penis or not.
If it's the size that matters, or if it's the how you use it.
Is it the Titanic or the motion of the ocean? Come on.
Yeah, is it the ship or the motion of the ocean? Which would you rather be, drowning in the ocean or on a nice large ship?
Well, hold on. Is it in yet or ouch?
Would you like to be floating in the ocean?
on a dinghy?
Yeah.
A life raft?
That's the word I was looking for, Adam. Dinghy.
That's funny.
Well, clearly we've hit a subject that no one wants to talk about. Sarah, correct. On the other hand,
besides us,
we know Sarah is all about size. So,
but she settled. I heard
she settled. You son of a bitch. Let's see. Someone else just for, see, now I'm being anonymous. Someone just said this is hilarious. Someone else said, remember a few weeks ago when I said that was the dirtiest podcast I had ever been on? Ever been? I think you've topped it. You never listened to show 69. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, come on. That's not true.
That was dirty.
That was by far the filthiest thing we've ever done. I can't even go back and listen to it. I'm like, oh, we went way too far. Yeah.
Well, now wait a second. If we want to compare, I mean, because this was a womanal study.
Yes, a womanal study.
Now, womanal. Now, I mean, is there a study out there that would say men prefer bigger breasts than smaller breasts? I don't have a computer, so I can't search that.
I think if men were surveyed, and if they were shown pictures of different women's bodies, and if they had to rate them between a 1 and a 7, every single one of them would be a 7.
Yeah.
I got to see a woman naked, 7. I got to see a woman naked, 7. I got to see a woman naked, 7.
I like would that you picked between 1 and 7.
That's what they chose. I went with the parameters
people
of the
in
test.
Australia.
I went with the parameters of the test.
Oh, that's right.
Parameters at 1
through
7.
It's in the metric system.
That's like when you go to those websites. Am I hot or not? You're hot.
Yeah.
You're hot. You're naked. You're hot. That's all I have to say.
I don't know, Dave. I've seen some ugly ass naked people. I mean, on the internet, not in real life.
Well.
Hey,
this is the dirtiest podcast. We are talking clinically here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you can find some weird ass shit on YouTube.
What?
Yeah. Like, I wanted to, I don't know, for some reason the other day, I wanted to see a baby being born.
Why would you want to see a baby being born?
And you can watch that on YouTube.
Adam and I have Adam and I have both seen it, and we don't necessarily want to see it again.
It wasn't that bad.
I don't know that I need to watch that.
The weirdest part
was
when they were pulling the head, like, they were just, like, yanking on the head. Like, there was, I mean, the fluids in the vagina, and I found it funny that, like, in almost all of them, they had somebody, like, holding the poop in. Because you wanted to poop the same time as the kid? That was pretty funny.
I don't remember any poop happening.
Yeah.
Well, they kept covering
it happens sometimes.
They kept covering the butthole. I didn't know what was
that's just for taste.
Oh, okay. But it was pretty amazing. And then
holding the poop in, he
Well, I'm not.
One of our listeners is now downloading show 69.
Okay, good.
And then they also have where you can get your vagina fixed.
You have to.
And you can watch it.
You get that shit stitched back up.
I know, but it wasn't after like the...
You watch it.
No.
I'm grabbing hold of the microphone.
I don't...
Nick, you don't understand.
I don't think that was it, though. It was like they just like tucked it up and made it more different. It wasn't like anything to do with the pregnancy, though. It was just some kind of weird thing.
You see this... head coming out, and then shoulders have to come out. Shoulders have to come out of there.
It was
insane. A living being just...
Yeah, I know. Popped right out. I know. And did you... Yeah. Oh. But I didn't like how they were pulling on the head. The head of it was kind of
like
weird.
A suction cup.
Yeah. But I thought it was fascinating.
All right, good.
I thought it was cool.
Well, hopefully you'll have some soon.
Have you guys ever looked up anything weird on YouTube?
Have you ever looked up anything weird on YouTube? Just that Psy video. That was pretty weird.
Oh, we listened to that Gentleman song?
Yes.
Stupid.
Of course it's stupid.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Gundam
I didn't listen to it.
My friend Anthony was supposed to call in this evening, but he's in the recording studio, so there he may or may not.
Dave, I'm going with way may not.
Yeah, it's 8:30. Well, 9:30.
Yeah, he's in the recording studio. His new band is recording, so we don't really want to bother that.
Gross.
Yummy.
Oh, Sarah's brought
s'mores.
Sarah's brought in her latest creation.
We should ask Sarah. She's in the room now.
Oh, Sarah, what do you prefer?
Ice cream.
All right.
Is it the
There's hope for me yet.
Is it the size that matters, or is it the motion of the ocean, I guess we were going with? I've already lost a call relativeness of what we're talking about.
I'll say motion of the ocean.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, poor
that
Dave.
A girl.
I will show everyone what I've got right now.
No.
Helicopter style.
Adam, I'm coming to your house.
Gross.
Get it? Coming to your house?
Mm-hmm. I'm having a difficult time
gross
here.
Again.
The marshmallow is coming off of my my s'more brownie we were about to eat.
Awful.
To describe this brownie, since Nick now can't because he's got a mouthful of brownie, Crafty Sarah has made a brownie that has a graham cracker bottom, and it's got a chocolate cupcake in the middle, and melted marshmallow on top. I will be taking a bite right now, and Adam will be doing the rest of the talking.
No, I won't. That makes me mad that you guys are eating delicious brownies.
It's pretty delicious.
Very, very good.
Ah, God.
Yep.
I would say they're much better when they're cooled than when they were fresh. I'm going to see. I'm going to message Mikey here. I'm busy chewing.
How's the weather, Adam?
Yeah, how is the weather? We didn't talk about that.
It was 70 degrees today.
Really?
Which is very nice.
That's not very good.
Yes, it sometimes gets a little cool at night, like in the 30s and 40s.
Ugh.
Oh my gosh. I would say it was in the mid-70s today.
Yeah.
It was overcast all day.
I think it hit 70 today.
On and off rain.
Yeah. It was no fun. No fun. But, oh, that was really, really okay, Adam.
Okay, good.
It was... Are you okay?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Let me look at my list here.
Woof.
Oh. Cutter's Choice, you hung out much longer than I thought you would. Thank you very much. Go to our Facebook page, Another Wasteful Podcast, or AWOA Podcast. Check us out. You send us email, awoapodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, once you guys start eating brownies, everyone leaves.
Check. Well, he's also in the UK, so.
It doesn't matter.
Go to our iTunes and download shows. Well, I would start at 100. Or 69, but that was our downfall. That was when we started going downhill. We decided to clean up our act, and we became boring.
Well, look at that story.
I just have little ancillary things right here, if I can find where it went. Target is under fire. Is that funny?
Uh-oh.
It's on fire?
Under fire. Apparently, Nick, do you see these dresses here? These are both the same dresses, except one is a plus size, and one is a regular size. And the regular size gray dress is called dark heather gray is the color, but for the plus size dress, the color is manatee gray.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
People were not pleased.
That's funny.
It's the exact same color. Mind you, it's also $3 cheaper to get the plus size, so you might as well go with that.
Right. Heaven, who cares about what size you really wear? Just get
the manatee gray.
Yeah.
It says here, we apologize for this unintentional oversight and never intended to offend our guests. We've heard you, and we're working on to fix it ASAP. So, there you go. Manatee Gray.
Have you, talking about stores, have you seen the new...
Talking about conversations?
Yeah. The new Kmart ad?
Are you shipping your pants?
Shipping my pants?
Can you ship your pants? Nope.
That was kind of funny.
I thought it was very humorous.
But a lot of people are backlashing for it, but that's just stupid.
Agreed.
That means that they don't have any humility.
They don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
They have no humility.
No humility.
Let's see. I guess we kind of really skipped past this at the beginning of the show. We didn't talk about Boston at all, did we?
Oh,
no.
That was crazy.
Nuts.
That's
terrible, man.
I don't know what was crazier, the fact that it happened or the fact that they were able to catch a guy.
I am.
Just by camera shots and camera angles, yeah. I'm like, nope, that's the guy. Those are our guys.
Yeah.
They then showed, there was some sad stuff. Like, they showed the 8-year-old boy that died, and they have a picture, and that one guy is, standing right behind him, the guy with the white hat.
Ugh.
And then you can see where he put the book bag right next to the kid.
See, I'm fortunate enough, I don't have cable, so I couldn't watch any of that.
This was on STLtoday.com or whatever. They showed the picture.
Well, I didn't.
And they circled the guy's head and circled the kid and was like, yep, look.
I didn't.
Disgusting.
I didn't bother going to that, but I watched the video of the capturing of the guy. When they showed the infrared photos of the boat.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And tossed the concussion grenades in there. That's crazy.
Disgusting.
So, but...
What propels these? And I mean, these were kids.
One was 19, the other was what, 26?
26. Yeah.
God. Hate.
It was stupid.
You know, when people get disenchanted with something, they just keep turning it around until it gets uglier and uglier, and then they do something terrible.
You know what's crazy is my friend's mom ran that marathon and was 3 minutes ahead of the bomb.
So once it was over, she had to keep on running.
Yeah.
They didn't let you stop.
She's a fast runner.
Yeah.
How long is the Boston Marathon?
I don't know. 26.2
miles.
Oh, so that's the marathon. So how long did she run it in?
All I know is that it was 3 minutes before the bomb went off.
Adam, would you have finished it?
No, I would have been 2 hours away.
But it was like,
no, I think the bomb went off at 4:30.
It was after 3 hours or something like that, or 3 hours.
Oh, well, see that would have been your elite runners.
Oh, geez.
At 3 hours?
Three and a half hours? I have no idea.
I thought it was like 4 hours and 30 minutes.
Was it 4 hours?
Off.
I don't know.
So would you?
I could be wrong.
Would you have?
Oh
been
yeah,
able to...
I wouldn't have finished the race. I wouldn't have even been close.
What do you think they're going to do with this kid?
Well, first they're going to heal him all up, get him nice and healthy, make him talk, and then they're going to put him to death.
You know, see the funny thing is they said that
he's saying that it was he used weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, so he's a terrorist.
They said he has a throat injury, so he can't talk. I didn't know his hand was broken, so he can't write.
I'm sure his arms are handcuffed at this point.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he can't.
You can't trust anything he does or says anyway. So
I think they should put him in a cell with a bomb, and they should let it tick, and just so that way, like he just like freaks himself out and then blow him up. That's what I think.
That's Nick's justice.
I'm totally eye for an eye, man.
Nick's justice.
Ching ching.
I'm moving to Texas.
Every week we should have a segment of Nick's Justice. Judge Nick and Nick's Justice.
Give me a scenario of what happened, and I'll tell you what I want to happen.
This person cut me off on the highway.
Oh.
Nick's Justice.
Explode their tires.
Boom.
That's right. That'll teach
that's him. Nick's Justice.
What about Texas? The fertilizer plant.
That was just crazy.
That's
what happens when you work with fertilizer.
They still don't know if it was an accident or what caused it or if it was planned or what. But could you imagine just being there, like the firefighters, like just putting out a fire and then being like blown to nothing? Be terrible.
That's bad news.
Adam is crushing cans on his forehead.
And I bring up sad moments and nobody wants to talk about it. That's fine.
How it is, guys. Whatever.
Nick's Justice. Hey, Nick, what are you excited about this summer?
New house.
You had one subject you were going to talk about.
Oh, Iron Man 3.
That's it. That's all he had to say.
Yep.
I'm very excited about Iron Man 3 as well.
Me too. You know, he's like 50.
50 years old.
So, Dave, could you imagine doing all that Iron Man stuff?
Shut up. I'm not 50.
Like right now?
I'm not 50.
And Robert Downey Jr. is not 50.
He's 49.
Well, see? Oh. So take it back. Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. is...
He was 47 or 49.
He was born in 1965. 75, 85, 95, 2005, 2015. He'll be 50 in 2015.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
he's 47. 48.
So told he's you. So he's not
yeah.
You've told us many things at this point.
Yeah.
Not all of them were accurate.
But it looks exciting. I'm so excited.
It looks exciting.
Did you know I mean
I'm
without
so excited.
Without Iron Man, I don't think that these like the Avengers and all that other stuff would have been, you know what I mean? Like that set the precedence. Like it had to be that good. Don't you think? Like, without if Iron Man flopped, they probably wouldn't have made any of those movies because it's all the franchises all together.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it was the first one.
Pretty much.
I mean, unless you count.
I don't know that that's true because they made that Hulk.
Hulk failed twice,
and that sucked.
But it wasn't anything with that though. I think.
And they had no choice though. They had to have the Hulk in the movie. So.
Yeah. But I like the
other Hulk with Edward Norton. Edward Norton.
It was okay, but with Iron Norton. Man though. But with the Hulk movies, they sucked. So they didn't do anything with the Hulk, or with anything else. But with Iron Man, I feel like it was the start of the franchise. Since it went big, they were able to you know take you know like okay, well let's start the Avengers now. Let's start with these other movies.
I thought Thor was terrible.
Thor was terrible.
I thought it was okay.
And they're making a second Thor to hopefully fix it. Hopefully they're fixing the franchise because I thought Thor was pretty terrible.
I hope so because that movie was awful.
And they're coming out with Ant-Man.
Who's playing him?
I don't know. That's an awesome question.
Yeah, let's find out.
I haven't really done my research like I should in my superheroes. I just found out that Peter Parker died.
What?
Peter Parker died in the comics.
He did?
He did, yeah. I just read a whole article, but I guess I missed it happening at the beginning of the year. He switched, Dr. Octopus switched bodies with him, And then Doc Ock died. His body died, so then he died.
So now Dr. Octopus is Spider-Man?
Yes. And he has all of his all of Peter Parker's memories. So he's trying to be a better person. He's trying to be trying to be a better Spider-Man, but he's clearly not. He has his issues. It does not say who's playing him as of yet. We just have a director.
Who?
Directed by Edgar Wright. Oh. Edgar Winter.
Edgar Winter Band?
Who's excited about Star Trek?
Me.
I am. I'd like to see that. This is November 15th for a little Ant-Man action.
November 15th this year?
So they're filming,
no. 2015.
Oh. I was like, okay. Oh, wow.
And we also have another Marvel movie called The Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
Which is going to be interesting because I don't know what the hell it's all about.
One of them's a raccoon.
It says, a futuristic team of superheroes protect the galaxy from danger. Directed by James Gunn.
I don't know what he's done.
I don't think he's done anything like this.
The Man of Steel, the new Superman movie.
That looks incredible.
It looks really good. Kevin Costner plays his dad. Be cool?
Adam, you don't know James Gunn? He was born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, yes. That one.
His father and uncles were lawyers. He began making 8mm movies. Are you sure to make movies with him? No, he's a little bit older than you. He was born in 1970. So maybe that's why you don't remember him. I believe he was married to, what's her name, Pam from The Office.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. He was the screenplay and story writer for Scooby-Doo in 2002.
Really?
He wrote the screenplay for Dawn of the Dead.
Zoinks.
And Scooby-Doo Monsters Unleashed.
Mm. Really?
He wrote Slither.
Just Slither, like, from way back when?
Slither, like, from 2006 with, what's his name from whatchamacallit? He wrote, moving on here, a TV series called PG Porn. And that's about it. He was a big video game writer for Lollipop Chainsaw.
Oh, okay.
And he wrote Movie 43. And
he did?
He did. He did. His first movie was Romeo and Juliet. It sounds familiar. Oh, well. So, what time is it? It's 9:34. Anyone else have anything you want to say or add at this time?
I don't.
Nick?
No.
It appears our interview is not going to be here, so if anyone who's still in the chat room, if anyone wants to call and just say hey and then goodbye, that'd be awesome. Let's see, Courtney's in the room. Lindsay's
Courtney.
In the room. Rob's in the room. Arden. Someone named Little Louie. And Serena.
Did you watch Courtney's video
where
she was belly dancing?
I have not.
She had a candelabra on her head, and it didn't even move. Like, her neck was, like awesome. so stiff, but her body was, like, all over the place, but, the candelabra didn't even move.
Courtney.
So, way to go, Courtney.
Courtney,
you're very talented.
If you're still listening right now, Courtney, turn your Skype on. I'm calling you. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
We're calling you. We want to know how this happened, how you did this candelabra dance. Turn your Skype on. Do it. Do it now. Adam, what do you got coming up?
What do I have? I have another improv show May the 9th, 17th.
How did your last show go?
It went very well. Very well.
Wasn't it at a high school?
Nope. This was at my other group.
Oh. Adam, if we want you and your improv group to come to a party, how much would it cost?
$300.
What, to play a wedding in Florida?
We would have to have transportation.
I'll quote you that price. I'll write it down right now.
Yep.
What should I play for closing music? What's a good theme to play for the night? How could we?
You should do
I Touch Myself. All right.
Yeah.
We'll do I Touch Goodbye. Myself as our closing music.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
In tribute.
Can we play that one next week, though?
What's that?
Na 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 na.
We're playing Jock Jams.
Goodbye.
No.
Why not?
Courtney, you've not turned on your I wish I had her phone number. I would call it.
Yeah, way to go, Courtney.
I wish I were a little bit taller. All right. Well, Courtney, who is who's our good friend and good dancer.
Great dancer.
She's fantastic.
Don't sell her short, Dave.
She's a fantastic dancer of the bellies. She knows how to move all of her parts separately.
That's right.
It's insane. Check her out on the intertubes. I don't know what to look her up under, though.
I think Sarah put it on the page.
Sarah put it on the page. Sarah is awesome.
Yep.
If
that's why
true.
You married her.
That's one of the reasons why I married her. Her butt was the other one.
That's what I figured you were going to say that, Dave.
Yeah, it's true. I don't see it on this page, so maybe I could be wrong.
I thought Sarah did it.
Let's say hello to Malta.com, I believe. They're the Dare and Challenge website that if you go and you can read about and watch videos of people who have done dares and challenges. they have many people who've done the milk challenge, so if Nick's not going to do it, maybe you can watch someone else do it.
I'm going to do it. I just got to remember to buy a gallon of milk.
Mall gallon milk. I was told not to do the cinnamon challenge, that it's dangerous to your health.
Yes.
What's that?
The cinnamon, that's when you try to swallow a spoonful of cinnamon.
Is that hard?
It's dangerous to your health. Yes, because it's all
powder.
Yeah,
it's like they just came out with a study that was like, kids, don't do this.
Of course. I mean, they tell us not to do everything.
I've got a quick couple shout-outs to people I don't know.
Okay.
We had a whole bunch of likes of on our WordPress page, the Dimwit Diary. So I don't know what is yet, but I have to check them out. They liked our post, as well as Teeny Bikini.
That's good already.
Liked our post. Let's see. Someone named Jordan Latour liked our post for show number 100. Those other two are for 101. Malta, again, liked show number 100. So we have to talk about Malta, MOOLTA.com. They are a crazy site where people challenge each other to do things for money. And if they do it, they actually pay each other. So it's pretty cool.
Why can't we get into something like that?
Well, you know what? We need someone to challenge us to do something. Or you put on there that if someone will give me $50, I will punch myself in the junk with a mallet.
Ah!
In the middle of public somewhere.
Oh, in public.
In public. The Overstand Podcast liked our show number 100, so we need to check them out, Overstand Podcast. Someone named Daniel Gonzalez liked our show number 100, as well as Michael Armstrong liked show number 100.
But don't worry, folks. We won't say your last name.
I don't know who these people are, so it doesn't bother me. I think they all do podcasts somewhere, so you should check them out. And I will check them out this week, and I will let you know if they're any good.
Just don't sneeze, Dave.
I'm not trying to sneeze. I got a cough. It's killing me. If anyone in the chat room has anything they'd like to say before we go, that'd be awesome. I have nothing coming up this week except for work.
Is he farting?
Gorsk. Lindsay just put up a challenge.
Challenge accepted.
I challenge AWOA Podcast to do an entire podcast in the form of a musical. Challenge not accepted.
That's hard.
That would be way hard.
Way hard.
Because we would sing everything we say.
That wouldn't
be.
Well,
no, you can talk
bad.
For a little bit to build the storyline, but then you'd have to sing.
Do we need musical accompaniment?
Yeah.
We need someone with a piano.
I guess we could
we
do
need
Acapulco.
A penis?
What was that, Adam?
We could just sing Acapulco.
Acapulco. Oh, little Louie wants. It says boo. They're both saying, Lindsay says boo, that we're not going to do it.
Oh, man, we're not saying we won't. We just don't know when we'll do it.
We can do a musical hour. Maybe we'll do it for an hour.
An hour? Oops, I just followed someone. I don't know who they are. An hour seems like an awful long time.
Well, Dave, that's what our listeners want. And we only have so few of them. So if we can make them happy, that's what matters to me.
Okay, well, we'll try next time. And little Louie, I don't know who you are. If we know who you are, let us know that we know who you are. If we don't know who you are, please go to AWA. What? AWOA.
There you go.
What did I just say? AWOApodcast@gmail.com. That's our email address. You can email us your questions and comments and your concerns and suggestions and challenges. You can do that there. Oh, Adam, Better Adam was in the studio, and Aaron was. Oh no, that's 6 days ago. Sorry, how did that happen? That's weird. I have old messages just popped up. So AWOA Podcast. You can also check us out on our Facebook page, AWOA Podcast. It's our Facebook page, or you can look up Another Wasted Podcast on Facebook, and you'll find us there. Please go to iTunes and download us and subscribe to the show.
You can, download.
Your subscription is needed, and your downloads are loved and cherished. We pet them every time we see them. We pet them and stroke them and love them as if...
we touch ourselves.
As if we're touching ourselves, except through you.
What?
So you can go to iTunes and rate us 5 stars if you think we're worth 5 stars. If you don't think we're worth 5 stars, don't rate us at all.
Just lie and put 5 anyway.
Put 5, just for the hell of it. 4.
I love it.
4 maybe. At work, we have people doing surveys all the time.
Yeah.
And we go over our survey information every other day as to how we're doing. And our area, in fact, is doing fantastic, and we have majority of 10s on our ratings.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Nice.
Yes, we
brag about it, Dave.
We had 3 days of perfect 100s.
Oh, yeah. Well, they don't survey us because they don't go that high with numbers.
Whatever. So we want our data to look at 5s, and we want your comments. If you think the show is at all humorous or entertaining, we would love for you to put a comment on the Facebook, or not on the Facebook, well, on Facebook, yes, but on the iTunes, so other people who don't know what we're all about will be like, oh, maybe I'll check this out. I think they could be funny.
And they won't call you liars either.
No, no. What he said. So, I guess that's it. Courtney's not going to sign on to Skype, so I guess we won't.
It's okay.
It's okay. She clearly is no longer listening. But that's fine. That's fine.
Either that or she's maniacally laughing right now. They think I'm not listening.
With that said, we've got the I Touch Myself starting in the background.
No, Dave, I'm still here. Don't do it yet.
I didn't stop. Before you got here, I was going.
I don't want to know.
It's happening. You can't see it. Yeah, I guess that's it.
Well, it's nice talking to you, Adam.
Yes, you too, guys.
We should do this again next week. And by the way, Adam, I have both computers set up, so I've got the new laptop running all of my sound.
Sweet.
So everything's working out pretty darn good, and this other laptop will be able to take in our incoming interview calls.
So wait a second. So if you can have another Skype line going, then I can call in whenever I move.
We'll talk about it. We'll see.
Is that your way of firing me, Dave?
I fire no one. People just stop showing up. People just move, that's all.
As long as you feed me, I'm good.
All right, we'll feed
you. But if I move, I don't know.
We will mail you tacos.
Mail order a taco.
On behalf of the entire team, on behalf of Sarah, who is not here, and Aaron, who is on assignment, and Nick and Adam can both say goodbye to themselves. See you.
See you.
Goodbye.